Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer, one of my favorite people in the solar system. She's known as the home problem solver and the co-founder of Housewares America, Inc. Debbie Meyer, MEYER.com is her website. You can see her beautiful face on HSN all the time. Debbie, when are you going to be on again?
Well, I'm going to be on this weekend.
How about that? What are you going to be selling on HSN this weekend?
I'm going to be selling my green boxes and my green bags.
Green boxes and green bags.
Yep. I'm going to be on, Monday night at 7 p.m. and on Sunday afternoon at 1.
All right.
Before the Super Bowl.
Check that out. Just in time to show the guys how to use a cake cutter, right?
Yeah, you betcha.
There you go. So, okay, Debbie, we're talking about to-don't lists, and we're talking about how to, which has turned into helping people understand the difference between multitasking and did I just coin a new term, multi-finishing? Debbie,
yes.
did you and I just coin a new term, multi-finishing?
That is our new word.
That's our new word, is it? Don't multitask, multi-finish.
Oh, that is brilliant.
That sounds like an article to me. That's coming up.
I look at some of these to-do lists that are outrageous to-do lists as you building the perfect mechanism to prove to yourself that you can't achieve anything. Because if you get a to-do list with miles of things to do and none of them are checked off because they're finished, what do? You look back at it and go, oh, that's awful. I'm not getting anything done. I don't know how to do this. I can't achieve anything. Don't we have enough frustration and stress?
Yeah.
Just running our businesses,
we have to give ourselves
another thing to look at. It's really all about focus. The to don't to me is to remind me to not lose the focus of what you know my old saying. I told you this many years ago that what my mother said. You know, it's tough to remember when you're up to your butt in alligators. It's tough to remember your first objective was to drain the pond.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's what a to-do list is. It's too many things, and you lose sight of what you're really after.
Well, you know, you've got to, when you've got something to do, you have to say, okay, what is the goal of this thing I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get a new customer. The goal is to manage my cash better. The goal is to improve relationships with employees. The goal is to hire better employees, whatever. Make sure that you write down that you identify what the ultimate, the Santa Claus, this is what I want, goal of this thing. What's the purpose of this? And don't stop until you get to that point.
And you can't find it.
Usually the marketplace will give you a schedule, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
Because number one, if you don't get enough customers, you're going to run out of money in over a period of days or weeks or months, and you'll be out of business. If your customers are talking to you, if your prospects are talking to you, they've got their deadlines. You have to perform to that deadline.
And, you know, for me, some of my deadlines are different because I have to deal with factories, and I have finite deadlines. You have to have things done by certain dates, or the line doesn't go up and your product doesn't get made. And those are not the kinds of things I'm talking about, because we know there are hard-edged deadlines you've got to meet, drop-dead deadlines. But when you're thinking about things of how to grow your business, how to manage your business, how to do those things, you're absolutely correct, and your focus has to be the end goal. What am I trying to achieve? If it doesn't help me, grow me, or make me money, I don't need to do it now. And that's kind of... I'm a big one on putting numbers on things. This is number one. This is number two. This is number three. And if number three happens to rear its ugly head, you know, before I'm done with number one, I have to make sure that I have enough focus to get back to number one as quickly as I can.
Well, I do find that timing is a big part of my tasking, my multi-finishing. And even if a project that's in front of me doesn't have to be done today, if I need to give this to somebody today so they can work on it so I can have it back tomorrow, that becomes the first thing I do today.
And it's multi-finishing.
That's exactly right, because I got it off my desk. Hey, Debbie, thanks again for being here. You're the best.
Oh, it's right back at you, Jim.
Simply
thank you
best.
So much. The best 7 years I've had in my business.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, DebbieMeyer.com. Check her out on HSN. Don't forget to do that. I told you we'd get smarter when Debbie joined us. She'll be back another day, I promise. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.